Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Bless the speaker of the hour.
Bless, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save to the utmost. Touch some soul and some mind, oh Lord. Touch the heart, Lord. Help somebody to change their way of living, oh Lord. Help somebody to draw closer to thee. We know you can do it, oh Lord. Help us today, Lord. Have thine own way, Jesus. Oh, my God, we're waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. We need you, Lord, to go with us every step of the way. Bless today, Lord. Bless, oh, Lord. Sing your anointed, Lord, your word, Lord. Let it reach some soul that may be lost. Let some soul say, I am healed. Let some soul say, yes, I am delivered, Lord. Mm-hmm. Pray that you look upon all the souls who are listed on the prayer list. We want you to touch them today, Lord. Have your way and let your will be done in their lives. Mm-hmm. We know you're able, Jesus. Bring those souls that are living in sin. Bring them out today, Lord. We know you can do it. We're looking to you, Lord, for salvation and deliverance, oh, Lord. Continue to bless. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. And we will give our name to praise. And we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for a soul who have cried out unto you, Lord, out of the depths of their heart. We thank you for how you bless them, O Lord. We pray that you will continue to bless, continue to save to the utmost, O Lord. Continue to enlighten souls, O Lord. Have your way, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have thine own way, and we'll give our name to praise. The glory and the honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, this broadcast is turned into the hands of the dancers, Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. Now on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
And she led that beautiful prayer, and she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. Right now, we're going to read our opening scripture from the 118th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 118th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 118th number of Psalm, beginning with the 14th verse. And I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Sing it this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If it's living right, I can do it. If it's walking upright, I can do it. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. I can win all souls, yes I can. I can reach my goal. God said in his word, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If it's living right, I can do it. If it's walking upright, I know I can do it. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. I can win all souls. I can reach my goal. God said in his word, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Just one more time. If it's living right, I can do it. If it's walking upright, I can do it. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. I can win all souls, yes I can. I can reach my goal. God said in his word, nothing shall be impossible. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell, that she might have words and that she might introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. I can do all things through Christ. It's only through Christ that I can do all things.
Amen.
Because he strengtheneth me. Glory to God. We thank God for that beautiful selection. We thank God for this broadcast. We also thank the Lord for the 118th number of songs.
Yes.
The first verse says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Sure.
Surely we can say that the Lord is good, because his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank him for his mercy. God is a merciful God. He can save. He can heal. He can forgive. He can deliver. Why and who to serve a God like this?
Amen.
Glory to God. I thank the Lord for the program thus far. And now, the most important part of this broadcast is the Word of God. And we had a beautiful speaker in the person of Pastor Sheila Amin, who will bring us the word at this time. Service or broadcast, this broadcast is in, turned over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for the prayer, for the scripture and the song that went forth before the Lord. Praise God, so beautiful. And I thank God because the Lord has already graced us with his presence. And I'm happy on this day, the Lord's day. Hallelujah. It's a time to lift our voices and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Time to glorify the name of the Lord, because he is worthy of all praises. He has kept us down through the course of another week. Amen.
Yes.
And he has been so good to us. Everyone should give the Lord praise, because the Bible lets us know that let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
So if you are breathing, you ought to give God praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Use some of your breath to send up praises unto our God.
Yes.
Because he is worthy, and he's worthy at all times. I'm so thankful. I thank God for his many blessings toward me. I thank him for having mercy on my soul. I thank the Lord for just looking down on a wretch like me one day, hallelujah, and just thinking on me and reaching out to me, laying his hand upon me. I thank him, hallelujah, because he changed my life. He turned me around, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
To my life. He made a change. He converted me, sanctified me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost.
He
gave me a determination to drive and to go forward, hallelujah, not to look back. And I don't have a mind to look back, but I have a mind to keep on going in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go into the scriptures. So let us bring our minds in and put our minds on the Lord and turn our heart toward receiving a word from the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks to your holy name and we bless your name. Lord, we ask that you will look upon us right now, Lord, and that you will send your word and speak to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way and let your holy will be done. We're looking unto you right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you will speak to that one that's been waiting to hear a word from you, Lord God, waiting patiently, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Answer on today, God. Let it be done according to your holy will. We are asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us get our Bibles, and I will be reading from the King James Version. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the scriptures on this afternoon will be taken from Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go ahead on and get to these scriptures. I also have another scripture that I would like to get to, and we'll bring that scripture in later, Lord's will.
Praise the Lord.
Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 1 reads, "And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God taken from Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. Praise the Lord. And on this afternoon, I will use for a title, Saved by the Grace of God. And my theme will be, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this passage of scripture, Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus.
Yes.
And he is encouraging them and enlightening them concerning what God has done. Hallelujah. He began to let them know that the Lord has quickened us.
Yes.
Glory to God. By being quickened, we were dead in trespasses and sins, but quickened meaning make alive. Hallelujah. Revive. God has made us come alive, whereas sin and trespasses had us walking around in death.
Yes.
The Lord quickened us and brought us to life. Glory to God. Quicken also refers to causing to be enlivened, stimulate, kindle, cause to burn more intensely. Hallelujah. And so Jesus said that we will be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise the Lord. That fire that burns on the inside, glory to God, is quickening. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen anything on fire or anyone. There's a quick moving action because of the fire. Oh, they're responding to the fire. Glory to God. And so when God places his fire in us, he will move through us in a quickening way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Spirit of God will quicken us.
Yes.
And as Jeremiah began to say how he tried to hold his peace and he had decided not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But he could not hold his peace because he described God's word as fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Shut up in his bones.
Oh,
yes. Thank you, Lord. And it wouldn't let him stay. He had to go and tell what God commanded him to tell the children of Israel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
Be to God. And I can say of a truth that there was a time when we, the born-again believers, walked according to the course of this world, according
yes.
to the prince of the power of the air. That
Amen.
Spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Yes.
Yes.
We had our conversation with them by fulfilling the lust of the flesh, fulfilling
yes.
the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
Amen.
We also by nature were the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, hallelujah. But God, thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. God is so rich in mercy until he looked down on sinners like us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wretches undone. Oh, praise be to God. And with his great love, he reached down, oh, hallelujah, way down and picked us up. And he
yes.
quickened us together with Christ.
Amen.
By grace, ye are saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank God for his amazing grace.
Amen.
What is grace? God's favor. Toward the unworthy, God's benevolence on the undeserving. Unmerited means we are undeserving of the grace of God. But we are the ones that he looked down on and had compassion on and had mercy on. Hallelujah. And he gave us grace.
Amen.
And we see here that this grace is a gift of God, for by grace ye are saved through faith. So it takes faith, amen, to be saved.
Amen.
Lord, save me. Oh,
yes.
hallelujah. His grace toward us
yes.
is
yes.
so beautiful. It's a gift. We can't do anything to deserve it. We can't do any work to deserve the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord,
yes.
you know, everything we read in scriptures, we cannot just take it literally. But we
mm-hmm.
must understand that there are hidden mysteries
yes.
that only God will reveal to us if we meditate in his law day and night. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He'll open up our understanding and give us spiritual enlightenment and insight as to how to apply the word of God in a way that is pleasing to him.
Amen.
That is through faith.
Yes.
We are saved by grace through faith. Amen.
Yes.
It takes faith to please him. Without
Amen.
Faith, it is impossible to please him. For by grace, we are saved through faith. It takes faith to comprehend the excellency of God's grace, which he reveals or imparts to us through his word. Oh, thank you, Lord. As it is revealed to us, his grace is a gift to us. If we can see that this is a gift, praise the Lord, that is to be cherished, to be appreciate it because he didn't have to give his grace to us. But he did it because of his great love toward us.
Amen.
We cannot earn it. We can't work for it. We can't buy it. We receive this grace through faith, and thus our faith will save us.
Amen.
Having this spiritual knowledge, I believe every word of the Bible, and I don't have any doubt. Oh, hallelujah. When people say, you'll never be this, God is not going to use you in a particular capacity, or some may say God didn't call you to be a missionary or a deacon or preacher or pastor or whatever, maybe doesn't mean that he will not use an individual to do something he wants done.
Amen.
Why? Because according to Ephesians 2 and 10, we are his workmanship. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Yes.
God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So God can use anyone or anything at any time, however he chooses to use them.
Amen.
I don't believe God called a donkey to be a missionary or deacon or preacher, pastor or bishop. Hallelujah. But it didn't stop God from using a donkey to speak.
That's right. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, glory be to God. So when somebody tries to undermine your ministry or say all kinds of things against you,
uh-huh.
What God did or didn't do, hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They even try to stop you doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let these things bother you at all.
Amen.
So what people say or do doesn't take anything away from you or from your ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so I don't let these things bother me. I don't let them get to me because what God wants to do with me, I'm willing. I'm submissive. Lord, have your way.
Do
what you want to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm reminded of what Jesus said in St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 15 and 16. When the chief priest cried, saw the wonderful works that Jesus had done, and the children, they were in the temple crying out and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Yes.
That made the chief priest and scribes very upset. They were sore displeased, so much so that they approached Jesus. And they began to say to Jesus, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said, yes, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, I hear what they say.
Yeah.
And he turned around and asked them a question. Have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus began to let them know that the children who were crying in the temple and saying Hosanna, they were offering up a perfect praise unto the Lord.
Yes.
Sometimes people, they try to stop your praise. Glory to God.
Yes.
They try to stop you from giving God the glory. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord. All
thank
kinds
you.
Of things come up and try to interfere with you worshiping and praising the name of the Lord. Glory
yes.
to God. But God will not give his glory to any other.
Oh,
he will be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Also, in St. Luke 19, verses 37 through 40, when Jesus had made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, leading up to his crucifixion. Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord. the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise
yes.
God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Hallelujah. They began to
yes.
say, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Yes,
peace
yes.
in heaven and glory in the highest. Oh, glory be to God. And wow, they were going forth and blessing the Lord, blessing the King. Here come the Pharisees. They were in the midst also, and they
yes,
didn't
amen.
Like it. They began
amen.
To approach Jesus and said, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Glory to God. Do you see a pattern here?
Yes.
As soon as high praises and perfect praises start going up
all
to
right.
the Lord,
yes.
here comes the prince of the power of the air.
Uh-huh.
With the forces and influence of evil to stop you from giving God praise.
Amen.
That's what the enemy
Amen.
Does every time when the Spirit of God gets high. As
yes.
you notice in services, somebody sitting down with a frown on their mad and
yes.
angry and upset is nothing
yes.
but the prince of the power of the air
Amen.
Trying to stop God's praises.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, but we are his workmanship.
Yes.
And
yes.
God would do what he wants to do with
Amen.
Whom he wants to do it and how he wants to do it.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God of Jesus. And I want to read the 40th verse down to the 44th verse. Jesus began to answer and said, and I'm going to read it from the scripture, St. Luke 19 and 40. And it reads, and he answered and said unto them, I tell you, these should hold their peace. The stones would immediately cry out, oh, glory be to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
If these who are worshiping and praising God, if they hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. God can use a stone to
yes.
give praises to his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He didn't call a stone to be a missionary, a preacher, or whoever,
all right.
but a stone would immediately cry out and give
Amen.
Praise to God. Well,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So, in the 41st verse, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Jesus had come to his own, but his own received him not.
Amen.
The grace of God to save them was right there before their faces.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus began to weep. He
yes.
wept over that city when he beheld it.
Amen.
Verse 42, this is what he said, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day,
yes.
the things which belong unto thy peace. Oh, my God, if you had only known, because that day was the day of salvation.
Amen.
That day.
Amen.
Was their day. Hallelujah. But they couldn't see it. They were busy trying to stop the children from giving God praise. They were busy
Amen.
Trying to stop the disciples from giving God praise that is due
Amen.
To his name. Hallelujah. And if those, that multitude had held their peace, oh, the stones would have been crying out and giving God praise.
Amen.
Made Jesus weep over the city. Praise the Lord. I want to read 42 again and on down to 44, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this
right.
is your day,
yes,
the thing
yes.
which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes.
Yes.
See that?
Amen.
How the Lord was revealing it to them, but they didn't receive it, and now it's hid from their eyes.
Amen.
They don't know how to give the perfect praise, but babes and sucklings know how to give God praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because he revealed it to those little ones. And
Amen.
He heard it from these.
All right.
43, for the days shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee around, and keep thee in on every side.
Yes. You know,
like the pandemic. And shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. He visited them. And
yes.
They didn't even know it.
Hallelujah.
It was there before their eyes. They couldn't see it. And so
Amen.
God hid it from them. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. By grace are ye saved.
Amen.
By grace are ye saved. Lord,
Amen.
Save me. Hallelujah. It takes the saving grace of God to deliver a lost soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died on the cross, took away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. He did this out of love. No one could earn, no one could deserve the grace of God. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
But this is a gift that God gives to us without even, we don't have to ask, but the Lord freely gives us grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Today, you desire to be saved.
Yes.
You can be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The first step is to have a repentant heart.
Yes.
The first step is to repent of all your sins, all the wrongdoing, everything you know God's not pleased with. Repent of it. And then become godly sorry to the point where you never want to sin against God again. Oh, glory to God. Then you got to make a change.
Amen.
You got to change. You got to be converted. Thank you, Jesus. You got to make up your mind that you don't want to go in the wrong way anymore.
Amen.
Once you are converted, sanctified, hallelujah, got to be cleaned up. Put away
Amen.
All the filthiness of the flesh, the filthiness
yes.
of the mind,
yes,
of the heart, of the spirit. Put it away.
Yes.
Put it all away.
Amen.
Clean yourself up. Sanctify yourself so that the Lord can fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let go of everything that is not like God. Abomination. Idolatry, let it all go.
Let it go.
Hallelujah. And we are his workmanship. And we have a job to do for our God. Praise
yes.
the Lord. If God speak through a child and tell you if you're living in adultery, you need to come out of adultery. Come out
yes.
of sin. If
yes.
you're shacking up, living together and not married, you need to come out of sin.
Amen.
You need to repent and ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. Because
yes.
God wants to save you, and he wants to use you. Oh,
yes.
glory be to God.
Amen.
If there is anyone on this afternoon who would like to give your life to Jesus, today you can do so. You can give your life to him, and you can accept him as your personal Savior while he's revealing to you his great mercy, his love towards you. Hallelujah. Don't
yes.
let this be hidden day of your visitation while the Lord is visiting you through his word. Be to God. Don't let this stop you on today. Don't
Amen.
Let anything stand in your way. Praise
yes.
the Lord. while the Lord is showing you his great mercy. This is what God wants to do. He wants to reveal this unto us. Praise
yes.
the Lord. He wants us to see just how much he loves us. Glory be to God, because as we have read this scripture, Ephesians 2 and 10,
yes.
for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. This is how the Lord wants in these good works.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. But God has foreordained them that we should walk in them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we are to be holy. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Praise God. We understand that in the scripture, praise the Lord, and if Philippians, the first chapter, verse 27, the first portion of it says, only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel.
Amen.
This is how the Lord wants us to live when we think of conversation. As it pertains to the word of God, means the course of manners is how we conduct ourselves, how
yes.
we live each day, our behavior, hallelujah, especially as it respects morals. Glory to God. So then we ought to only let our conversation be as becometh the gospel.
All right.
And
yes.
also 1 Peter 1 and 15, but as he which hath called you is holy,
yes.
so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Amen.
Glory to God. How you live, oh, praise God, let it be holy.
Yes.
Because God has foreordained for us to walk in holiness, in good works, being his workmanship. Praise the Lord. If there's anyone who's listening, need to be healed of any sickness, disease, or infirmity, God has the power to make you over, because he
Amen.
Says here, we are created, hallelujah. That means that God made us who we are and what we are. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so God made you. That means he knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows
Amen.
What you've been through and what mm-hmm. you're going to go through. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
praise be to God. So I'm encouraging you on today to just take a stand and trust the Lord, to look to him, because with his stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. We are healed. Oh, praise
Amen.
God. You just
thank
only
you,
have to believe that.
Yes.
If
yes.
there's anyone discouraged and desiring to be encouraged, praise God. I want to let you know that God is the one who can encourage you like no other.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. He'll use something that you never even thought
mm-hmm.
or someone that you never even expected
yes.
to be a great encouragement to you.
Amen.
He works in those kinds of ways. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He might even use a little child to speak words of encouragement and lift your spirit, hallelujah,
Amen.
So much so that it'll put a drive in you. It'll put that fire behind you, amen,
yes.
and quicken you, glory to God.
Sure.
And you can continue on. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And anyone else with any prayer petition, anything that you desire of God, I believe God is waiting to hear your petition.
Yes.
And as we go to God in prayer, we're going to pray the prayer of faith and believe God together and petition
yes.
the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe that whatever petitions we ask on this day, God is going to grant them according to his will. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So let's put our minds on the Lord, and we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory, glory.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you for your anointing, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You for how you touched us, oh, Lord.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Jesus.
God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see that that's waiting on you, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
they
Jesus.
We want to be saved. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord.
That's right,
help
yeah, Lord.
Help us to reach out.
Help,
and
Jesus.
Touch you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Way, oh Lord, have thine own way.
Have
let thy will be done, oh Lord. Speak to the utmost, oh Lord. Somebody
oh.
want to do what's right. They want to be saved. And we know you're able to help them, oh Lord.
You're able, Lord.
Help them to give themselves to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Name
oh,
Jesus.
My God, continue to sing your word, Lord. Bless
the
Lord, Lord.
Bless
the
Lord.
Jesus.
Move by your spirit,
Lord. Power.
Yes, Lord
oh, my
Jesus.
Glory in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, Lord. Let them know that you are real.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Help us to accept your word.
Help
us
Lord,
to
Jesus.
Believe on you as the scripture has said.
Yes,
help
Jesus.
Us to reach out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
help
Jesus.
Us to accept your word.
Help
us
Lord.
To call upon your name, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Should
we believe your word today. We want you to touch right now, Lord.
Touch right now, Jesus.
That broken heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That soul that want to repent, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Have mercy on them, Lord. You're merciful, God. We want you to touch from
Jesus.
Look on them with a pitiful eye.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Look on them with compassion and mercy. Draw them, Lord, with your bands of mercy. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We know you can do it. We're dependent on you, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Souls are dying, but we know you're able to deliver, Lord. Deliver Jesus. Saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
Oh, God, have thine own way, Jesus.
Amen.
Continue to bless, oh, Lord, the souls that you have already touched, the souls that you have already blessed.
Do it, Lord.
Hold on.
Help
them,
Jesus, not to give up, but help them to drive
Amen.
And go forward in you. Help them, Lord,
help
to
you.
Serve you, to praise you and thank you. With all of their heart, with all
Jesus.
Of their mind, and all of their soul, help
Jesus.
Them, Lord, to give you
help,
their
help,
all
help.
In all.
No,
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Help somebody to
help
run
somebody.
For their lives, realize that the time is running out. Help them to seek your face.
Help,
help them
Lord.
To call unto you. In
help
the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Help them, oh Lord.
Help
Jesus. Those souls who are crying out.
Help them, Lord.
Your help. We want you to touch, Lord.
Bless
right
Jesus.
Now, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Bless, Lord. Have your way.
Have
your
way.
Let your will be done.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus,
find oh. your work.
Right
and
now,
I
Lord.
Say that seek to hinder the people of God. Everything that speaks to make us stop
yes.
praising your name. Help us to defy the devil.
Help us to defy
you. Praise your name anyway. Mm-hmm. Help us to lift you up. Hallelujah. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter where we are. Help us to lift you up.
Help us
help
to lift you up.
By your name. Tell them your goodness and mm-hmm. be a witness for you. Help us, Jesus.
Help us,
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord,
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus,
amen.
In the blood of Jesus, oh my
amen.
God, the blood of Jesus,
the blood
right now, Lord, move, Lord,
move,
look
at
it, oh my God, save to the uttermost, oh Lord,
hey,
we
Lord.
Know you can do it, we believe you today, Lord,
we believe, Lord,
your word,
hallelujah,
thank
By the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I am saved. Glory, glory, hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am saved. Amen. I thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Hameen, saved by the grace of God. And Lord, save me. And she said a lot of beautiful things. And it's, you know, while she was going forth, I was just thinking that it's so sad that some people, they forsake their own grace, their own mercy. You know, as she was talking about the Pharisees being so concerned about stopping other people from worshiping God, that God actually hid the way from them, from their eyes. And as she said, grace is free, but we still have to do something first. We have to ask the Lord to save us. We have to make that step. Amen. I truly enjoy the word of God and that prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell as well. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, which is 100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title I School, and one is O-N-E. Please remember to keep all those on the prayer list in your prayers, especially Samuel Anderson, the Breeze Reeves family, Minister Troy Johnson, Jonathan Angel Amate, and all those who are requesting prayer. And if I didn't call your name, just please know that we are still praying for you. So we're also, if you
looking to support other ministries, or if you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreath Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power of Prayer Line. And the phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Manuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. I usually give out Grace Temple's number because they hold Sunday morning service, but they're going to let us know if they are going to be doing that next Sunday because we all plan to go back into the building. Praise the Lord. But if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And I'm just going to give you Grace Temple's number anyway, just in case. It's 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631, and Elder Jerry Bennett is the pastor. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hummel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for the beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer coming through and those beautiful remarks and exhortations. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Khadijah hosting the show on this afternoon, as she does a beautiful job each time. And we thank God for her. Amen. Even for the selection that she sang, the opening scripture. We just thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon and for your continued prayers. Oh, praise be to God. My soul is rejoicing. I'm happy for the grace of God, for the free gift that the Lord has offered to anyone who's willing to receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like if someone bring us a gift, it's up to us. You can say you can accept it or you can refuse it. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. But the free gift, the grace that God has offered to us, I want to encourage everyone to accept it. Hallelujah. And you'll be so glad that you accepted this grace. Amen. Thank the Lord for the broadcast. Thank God for the wonderful work that he is doing and how he keeps on improving himself. And I don't know about anyone else, but my soul is just so stirred up. Praise God. And so I just want to praise God. I can just see myself jumping up high, leaping. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I know I'm older, but I can see myself in the spirit turning flips, cartwheels, and somersaults. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's just how my soul is just rejoicing over what God has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that the Lord gave us this chance, amen, to do something for him, to minister for him, and I'm so glad about it. Praise be to God, and he has truly, truly blessed in a great and a mighty way. So I just want to encourage everyone to take the word of God in and apply it to your life and live by it daily. So if it be the Lord's will, we are looking forward to going back to the building here in Baltimore and be there on next Sunday, if it be the Lord's will. We may not be there every service night, but we're going to start with Sunday, April the 4th, I believe. Is that Sunday? April 4th or the 5th? Praise the Lord.
It's the 4th.
Amen. Praise God. We're looking forward to being there at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And that is at the Forest Park Senior Center at 10 a.m., if it be the Lord's will. Praise be to God. So we just the Lord for each one of you. And also, we ask you to continue in prayer for my son. How do you bless him on Friday night?
Yes.
He needs your continued prayers. He's yet holding on, and he's encouraged. And I thank God for him. Praise the Lord. I tell you, prayer works.
Yes, it does. Amen.
Prayer really works. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So we're thankful for the broadcast. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, I want to ask Evangelist May if she has anything additional she would like to say.
Yes, praise the Lord. I just want to encourage, those souls who are seeking the Lord and trying to get closer to the Lord, we want to encourage you to continue to hear the word of God and try to press your way and drive to get to that point that God wants you to be. He's blessing you, and we are happy about that. That is something beautiful. When God starts working in your life, that's a beautiful thing. So we want to encourage you to continue and to hold on, and we will keep you in our prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was very beautiful. And I also encourage you, just take that in, because that is very uplifting. The more you hear the word of God, the more God will change you. That word will take root, and God will do a work in you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, hold on to what you already have, and keep on striving for more. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are so thankful for your prayers, for your support. God bless you, Grannis. Go ahead.
Amen. I have a few more names for the prayer list. We want to pray for Alicia Smith, the bereaved Wright family, Martin and Anderson, Pastor Calloway, he lost his uncle, and Willie Mill. And those are all the names that I have at this time. So we want to pray for them.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So let us lift them up in prayer before the Lord. Amen. That God will move. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. So at this time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. In the meantime, throughout the course of the week, keep your mind on the Word of God. Whatever word you've heard throughout this week, carry it over into next week. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then listen for more. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. We are praying for you, and we love you. This concludes the broadcast on this afternoon. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Khadijah.
God bless you.